Hey, Mark. Good morning. How you doing?
Good, Dennis. You know me, huh? You know my
Got you
number.
on. Got you on call ID.
Okay. Anyway, I got your message. Was that yesterday or this morning?
I was this morning, actually.
Oh, okay. So what was it that you had? I really don't want to, but let me talk with you about it and see.
Sure. So I think last year we were possibly looking to do a second position loan for you. And I'd sent an email out to my underwriter back on the 18th, and she apparently overlooked it. She didn't see it. I just got in touch with her again this morning, and she said, "Sorry, I didn't see this email." She asked if we had any updated bank statements and an application, and she was also just going to. So that's what I think I need to do at that point. This point is get an updated application for you and. Let me see what bank statements I'll need because I know you just did some business with us not too long ago. So we should not need 6 months of bank statements. We should only need a few.
Right.
So
You
let's
already got
see
them.
here. So yeah, it looks like the loan funded back on the 26th of August. So we're probably going to need August, September, October, August and September. I would assume that's all we need. But let me see here. Well, you know what? It's not in your file here.
What?
It looks like the most recent I'll get in touch with my underwriter, but it looks like the most recent one that we have is from November of last year
Well,
or
then
December of last year. Well, they
you
probably
guys
just
misplaced them
well, she probably didn't put it
because
in the
they
system.
wouldn't have. Yeah, they
No.
wouldn't have given it to me if they didn't have bank statements.
Right. No, they have them. They probably just didn't put it in your file here. So I'll get in touch with her. And see where we left off at as far as, I would assume we only need August and September.
Yeah, that's what it should be. Yeah.
But,
So what type of a loan are you thinking?
would be the same sort of a loan that you currently have now. It would just be in a second position, is all.
What does second position mean?
So you've got your loan that's in place now. It'd be like a second mortgage, kind of. It would just go behind the current loan that you have right now.
So there'd be two payments or one payment?
Well, what I'm trying to do is get it set up so that you have just one payment, but it could possibly be two.
Okay. And then since I've been making payments faithfully since the beginning, is there any chance we'll get better rates and things like that?
Absolutely. I mean, once you're 50% paid in to your current loan, you'll be able to renew those terms. And usually what they'll do is they'll give you a longer term at a lower cost and more funds. So, but we have to wait till you're 50% paid in. It looks like right now you're right around 22% paid in.
Okay, Duke. I'll see what you can do, Dennis, and get back to me. What happened to Soraya?
She's still there. Actually, she's the one I've been talking to. She might reach out to you as well. And, but I'd actually spoken, I think you spoke to Nick originally way back when, and Nick, he's no longer with the company. I think he moved back to the East Coast, but I was giving information then Soraya somehow through underwriting noticed that you were up for a renewal, so she took care of you there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, will you call me back today or next week or when? When
No,
will
it
I
should
hear
be
from you?
hopefully today. I'm speaking with Soraya right now via email, so hopefully she'll come back and let me know. I may email you another application just because it's been past 30 days since we had one. But I'm going to get in touch with her and see what we need as far as bank statements go, and then go from there.
All righty. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, buddy. Let
You
me
too.
know.
Yep,
All
sounds
right.
good.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.